Welcome to another episode of the Staying Golden podcast, where you can catch a glimpse of the journey after Laurier through interview sessions with Laurier alumni. We'd like to acknowledge that Wilfrid Laurier University and its campuses are located on the shared traditional territory of the Neutral, Anishinaabe, and Haudenosaunee peoples. As usual, I am your host, Ayanfe Ayeni, and today in the studio we have Alan Kayan. He studied kinesiology, but he also found a passion for rugby and students' leadership during his university years. He immersed himself in campus life, eventually serving as the vice president of student activities, followed by a term as the president. Post-graduation, Alan co-founded a thriving marketing and event company dedicated to creating memorable experiences for his clients and community members alike. Transitioning into real estate, he continues to excel as an agent, leveraging on his strong entrepreneurship spirit and deep understanding of the local market. Still carrying on the volunteer spirit from Laurier, Alan currently volunteers at the Waterloo Region Community Foundation, contributing to several communities, while also taking up the role as the president and chair of the board for Kitchener-Waterloo Oktoberfest. Your profile sounds amazing and very diverse. I'm super excited for the conversation we're about to have. How are you doing today?
I am great, and I'm excited too. Thanks for having me. It's always a wonderful opportunity to come back to campus, see how much it's changed, and have a conversation with a current student. I look forward to this.
When was the last time you were actually on the Waterloo campus?
So I'm lucky. I'm still local, and I try to come back and visit some people. So I try to come by at least once a year and say some hellos. I think I managed to stop by last year, but it's all blending together the past couple of years. So maybe it's been 2 years since I've been back to campus. But yes, I try to be here semi-regularly.
So now that you've set your foot on campus again in 2024, you probably are reminded of some of your past university experience. Could you share some of your fondest memories from Laurier that has shaped your, you know, growth after graduation?
Sure. I think just fond memory, and then I'll get into growth memories. But I think one of the highlights of my time here is when I was here, Laurier actually won the Vanier Cup. So a great memory I have is actually going to that championship game, and you know, we bust so many students down to that game, and then when they won, just going on the field and celebrating with everyone, that's always a memory I will cherish from my time here, because it was just such a shared excitement of the whole campus together, and that was amazing. But in terms of growth, I think some of my favorite memories are some of the things I did within the Students' Union, and the one that always sticks out is speaking in front of the entire first year class during orientation week. I think that really helped me realize just how much I enjoy public speaking and being in front of large groups and doing that side of things. So learning those elements through volunteering was a big part of my life at Laurier and really shaped my growth for what I did in the future, what I'm still able to do now currently in my different roles in various community organizations or in my professional life, and just learned a lot of those skills through not necessarily the classroom side of things, but the volunteering side of things. And so that really shaped my life moving forward.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Like reading your profile, I see that you were very integrated in the community and you took up so many leadership positions. So what actually motivated you in university to take up those positions? Did you have a long-term goal, or was it just you trying to get involved and make friends?
Yeah, not necessarily a long-term goal. When I first came here, I've always kind of volunteered and did that even before Laurier. I was always involved in high school and before that, and just trying to volunteer and do some of the student activity type things. I always enjoyed events and that side of things. So when I saw the opportunities that were available here, that really resonated with me. I saw how much fun the other volunteers were having. I was like, I want to do that too. I want to have fun in that regards. And, you know, there was someone working at the Student Union at the time that saw me during my first year and approached me and said, you know, I think you would be good in some of these roles. And he's actually still here, Phil Champagne. So he played a large role in getting me just involved in the first place. And so I really thank him. And I come back, I try to catch up with him every once in a while, because he was really influential in just even getting me into that in the first place. And then from there, once I got a taste of it, I just wanted to do more, and just learned and grew in that way. And so I think that was kind of what got me into it. And then once I was into it, then it just exploded from there.
Yeah, I think I could totally relate to, first of all, just getting into it. And then once you see how great the community is, you're like, okay, I want to do more. What more can I do? And so now that brings up a question for me. How did you balance, you know, volunteering, taking up positions with your academic life? Because, you know, you have to strike that balance.
100% you do. And that was one thing for me. I probably didn't do it in the best way. I normally would sacrifice sleep. Which I wouldn't recommend as your best way to do it. So it was a lot of late nights for me, a lot of, staying up all night to finish a project or to study for an exam or something like that. So not necessarily something I recommend, but I want to be honest in this with how I did it. Mm-hmm. I think there would be better ways to kind of balance it and time manage that way. I think something I'm still working on to this day is learning to say no. And that would have been something that would have been helpful to me in my university career is to be able to, I don't have to do everything, right? There's certain things I can say no to, and that will allow me the time to actually properly balance everything out and really time block properly, dedicate this time for this time for that, this time for that, because that would have allowed me to get the proper amount of sleep, amongst other things. But I still loved every minute of it. I really got a lot from everything I did and got involved with. And I have a feeling from our conversation beforehand, you might be doing the same thing as me, because you said you were feeling a little tired today. And I'm going to guess that's because you're doing everything. Is that the case? You're trying to do a lot?
I feel like I could totally relate to the not getting enough sleep, because I'm in my final semester. So I'm like, I want to take advantage of everything in these final moments, because for me, I didn't start getting involved very early enough. I only started getting involved in like my third year. Okay. So now it's like, oh, final moments, let me do everything that I can do before I leave. But I totally can resonate with the learning to say no thing. It's something that I've had to integrate into my lifestyle, especially this final semester, because I just have to make sure that I'm finishing strong academically. So I'm learning to say no to some, you know, volunteer positions and just finding that balance. So yeah, I can totally relate to that as well.
It's an important skill, and you know, it's one that you'll continue to kind of struggle with. A lot of people do, and it's just understanding, you know, no is a complete sentence, right? You don't need to justify it. You don't need to do anything. You can just say no to things, but it's hard.
So just shifting gears a little bit, can we talk a little bit more about your time after Laurier? So you finished at Laurier with a degree in kinesiology, but then after graduation, you started an event and marketing company with your best friend. What motivated this transition? Did you not have any plans of actually practicing in the field you studied in?
Yeah, so I was initially going to be a gym teacher. That was why I did kin. You know, I really saw myself doing well in that. I loved sports, still love sports and the coaching aspect of it. And I thought that was going to be a really good fit for me. And so that's why I pursued kinesiology. And I loved the program, absolutely enjoyed my time in kinesiology. I still have so many close friends from the program because it was such a small, tight-knit group. So I really valued that. But it was my time in the student union that really shaped my other interests and showed me some skills that I had around events, around marketing, that I learned through my time as, you know, on the A team as vice president of student activities, and then eventually as president, getting that more of a business sense around things and how to run, how to organize, and how to do all those things. And so had an opportunity to work with my best friend, and I was thinking, you know what, I'm never gonna have this kind of opportunity again, so let's take advantage of this. Let's start this company, see what we can do together, doing some events, some marketing, some, you know, launch parties, some nightlife entertainment, a little bit of everything. And we really had a great time doing that, but it really stemmed from my experience with the student union and the skills I learned there, because that's what I took forward and used, not necessarily what I learned in the classroom, because I chose to go a different direction.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And it really just speaks to the fact that, like, yes, you're at university to get a degree, but the degree shouldn't be the only thing you're coming out with. You should make sure that you're getting involved in the community, because mm-hmm. there's so much more skills and experiences that you could gain that could actually shape your career afterwards. Mm-hmm. And now that you've just spoken a bit more about, you know, the company that you co-founded, I just want to know the kind of event that you guys were able to host. Was it like a Waterloo-based company? And also, yeah, what kind of events you were able to host?
Yes, so we were a Waterloo-based company. And so during the day, we'd work with different businesses. We would do team building events for them. We would do launch parties or promotional events for companies. So, you know, if a gym was rebranding and they wanted to relaunch to the community under the new brand, we would do that for them. So do all the marketing behind it, do the event itself, run it, that side of things. And then at night, we would work with bars and restaurants on their nightlife entertainment. Mm-hmm. We helped launch several restaurants and bars in the community in mm-hmm. terms of from the start, like concepts, menu, hiring for the restaurant side of things, and same thing from a nightclub side of things, you know, name, concepts, you know, design of the venue itself, hiring and staffing it. So doing really a lot of different styles of events and marketing, and that was really fun and interesting to us because we got to do so many different things, meet so many different people through that experience.
Mm-hmm. So like during that time, do you have like any favorite event or company that you worked with that you'd like to share?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say we had a lot of fun doing some of the team building events.
Yeah.
I think that was really fun because you really saw the product of your work in action. Mm-hmm. You saw the companies starting to really get together and click and have fun together, and you see them working together in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, not necessarily a specific company from all those ones that we did the team building things for, but those team building events were really cool to see people just be like, oh wow, this is so much fun, and mm-hmm. just click that way. And then all of the different nightlife events we did, it's always fun to see people enjoy. We did a really big New Year's party one year, and it was really cool to just see people enjoy the event that you had put together and planned and spend all this time and energy and effort on,
mm-hmm.
and just seeing them create memories. I think that's really what the company was about for us, is seeing people create memories that are going to last their lifetime, right? And we still have people that will see us now and be like, oh, I remember that party you did, or oh, I remember that team building event you did. It was so much fun. And
mm-hmm.
that's always nice to hear after the fact.
Yeah. So do you still host these events, or has your career totally shifted into real estate now?
Yeah, completely shifted into real estate from a professional standpoint. Mm-hmm. Still involved in events through Oktoberfest and everything Oktoberfest does. But from a professional standpoint, yes, real estate is the focus now, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I do.
You're really a man of many transitions and many skills. So now I'm curious to know what motivated the transition from events and marketing to real estate.
Mm-hmm. So it was really just taking a look at lifestyle and where I saw the future, and together with my business partner, where we saw we could progress. And we built up a good network doing the events and marketing side of things. But, you know, in terms of sustainability of the business, it was getting harder and harder to sustain the corporate side of things as well as the nightlife side of things. So we looked at, you know, what other industries are we interested in? We've built this great network of people. How can we continue to serve that network of people?
Mm-hmm.
And we were both interested in real estate, and we thought, you know what, this is a great way that we can serve this network of people that we have and help them with the next step in their life. You know, they've had a good time, they've enjoyed themselves, and now they're at that point where, okay, we are going to need a house, we're going to need to figure out where we want to put down our roots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something for me I was passionate about, because I love this community. I love Kitchener-Waterloo. I wanted to help people establish their roots here and find a place of their own. And so that was really what motivated that transition for me.
Mm-hmm.
Was being able to do that for people, and having another career where I was still able to engage with people,
mm-hmm.
and help people, but also have a little bit of flexibility in my life that I could do some of the volunteer stuff that I love
to
do.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout like your career as like a real estate agent, what has been the biggest challenge you've faced, and how would you say that you've overcome it?
Yeah, I think getting into it, right? So anytime you make a switch or you're starting off in a new career, it's always hard to make that transition, right? To make that full jump into it and committing to that and having people believe in you to do that role, because you have to believe in yourself first to do that, and not having the experience of being a real estate agent. And for me, it just took understanding, okay, you know what? I might not have the experience of being a real estate agent, but I know I'm always going to do my absolute best to serve my clients, and my clients deserve that level of service. So I am still providing them top-notch service. Even if I don't have the experience, I know I'm going to provide them everything they need. So it took me having that understanding of that. That's what made it click for me, is no matter what, I am going to do everything I can for my clients. And that's what helped me turn that corner, is okay, have the confidence that you are going to be able to serve these people the way that they deserve to be served, and then help them understand that you are going to be able to do that. And that was the big turning point for me, was being able to have that confidence in myself to know that yes, I can do this and I'm going to do an awesome job. And then you can communicate that out. It's really hard to do that when you don't have that belief first. And so I think that was the turning point for me, was no, you've been good at doing other things for people, you can do this as well.
Yeah, so I think like what you just said kind of spoke to your soft skills, confidence, people skills, and the dedication you have that helped you to transition into marketing. So now I'm wondering about the hard skills. Like, how did you learn, the nitty-gritty about real estate? Did you have to take a course? Did you watch videos online? Did you have to pay for lessons? How did you make this transition, gaining hard skills that would help you succeed?
Yeah, for real estate, it's pretty simple, because there is a course you have to go through in order to get your license, right? So you go through courses. Now it's even different from when I went through it, right? It's all through a college, and it's really formalized. When I did it, it was still, you did some online courses, or you could choose to do them in person. And so doing those courses gave you an understanding of the basics of real estate and what you practically needed to know from a licensing standpoint and from a doing a deal standpoint. And then it was just learning from other professionals, right? When you get into it, asking questions about in practice, what does this look like? I know the theory of it from the classroom side of things, but in practice, when I'm doing a deal, what does this actually look like? What are the important things that actually end up in a deal? Because they teach you all the different conditions that could be in an offer. They teach you all the different things that could happen, but it was understanding, what's actually going to happen, what happens in practice. So just being able to learn from some established professionals at that time when I got into it. So I knew when I'm writing an offer, these are the important things. This is what I need to include to protect my clients. This is what I'm looking for in the other offer, or if they counter it. So those are the hard skills I learned, and half of it was in the classroom, and half of it was from actual agents that were practicing once I got my license.
Yeah, it's all about balance at the end of the day. And this takes me to my next question. So even as a real estate agent, you mentioned that you're still very heavily involved in the community through your various volunteer positions. And one that particularly stood out to me is your role as the president and chair of the board at the Kitchener Waterloo Oktoberfest. So I just wanted you to share, what that kind of looks like for you and how you got involved.
Yeah, so that is something I got involved with when I was still doing the marketing and events. Oktoberfest was looking to get younger with its volunteer base and needed help within the marketing area. So I volunteered for the festival. Having grew up here, I knew about the festival and, always was kind of interested in it, but never been one that had fully attended it a lot over the years. As an adult, I've gone from time to time. But learning about it from the volunteer side, I saw what it did for the community, and I saw, oh, there's a different side to this festival. I got to learn more about another culture, and I really liked that aspect and element of it. So I just kept doing more, similar to the Laurier experience, right? You learn a little bit about it, and you want to learn more, you want to get deeper. And so that's what I did, and I continued to volunteer. And I think this is my 17th year with the festival volunteering. So eventually I started to be on the board of directors, and then from there became president of the organization. And it's a really interesting role to be in because it's such a balance of meeting with community members, understanding what the community needs, what they want from the festival, meeting with the different members of the German clubs and the people that run fest halls, and understanding what they want and what they need from the festival, what they expect it to be. And so it's always this interesting balance of what everyone sees Oktoberfest to be and what we can be and what we should be. Mm-hmm. And so that is always the challenge with the festival. It's something that I love because it's a festival that can really serve the community and provides them a place where they can have fun and they can connect. And that's why I love to do it, because I love to see those connections happen and from events that the festival puts on and really providing community that space to have fun. Mm-hmm. Like having fun and smiling, that's what it's all about. And so for me, that's the great part of the role.
Yeah, sounds very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, we're coming almost to the end of the session, and we're just going to conclude with one question that I'm asking all the guests this season. So if you could give advice to your younger self, you know, as a Laurie recent grad, mm-hmm. what would you say?
That is a great question. And so I think it would be to understand that you have a network and to use that network. It was something that it took me way too long to understand and realize. And once I finally started doing that, I was much more successful in all aspects of my life. And, you know, some people just think of a network for it can help me get a job or it can help me do this. But you can use it to get mentoring. You can use it to find volunteer opportunities, which will then lead to connections that might help you with your professional side of things or just help you develop skills, right? There are people that have gone before you or even people that are your own age that maybe are doing something that you can connect with, that can help you, that can move you forward. And you can also give back to in those ways too, saying, I've had this great experience. If anyone wants to know about it, ask me, because that's a big part of the network is how much are you giving to it as well. So I wish I understood the true value of a network earlier in my career, because it's your own community that you create, and you can give so much to it and you can gain so much from it as well. And if I had done that earlier in my life, I feel like I would have been a little further ahead in all those areas. And now I'm really seeing the value of, wow, this is so cool that I have all these people that I can reach out to and ask questions to, or, you know, I need a favor in this area, or I can say, hey, I can help you over here. And that is so, so amazing to be a part of, but it took me way too long. So I wish I could go back to my younger self and say, hey, you have some great people that you went to school with. You have some great people that graduated before you that you can rely on, that you'd be surprised how many people, just because they've had the same experience as you, want to help you, right? Because they're a little further ahead. And Laurie's got great ways to connect you with these people, but you also can do it yourself. You can take the onus upon yourself to connect with these people and reach out, because the worst thing that can happen is they say no. And that's not really going to be the end of the world for you, but at the end of the day, you're going to make a lot of great connections with people, and taking advantage of that would be what I'd say is, yeah, the advice I would give my younger self. But that is a great question.
It actually is really good advice, because I realize that most people that I reach out to just like share their experience and just learn about their trajectory, they always say yes. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had anyone say, no, I don't have time to chat with you. People are always, you know, willing to transfer knowledge. They're willing to teach younger generation, you know, how to build their careers. So definitely great advice. And just one final question, actually, for our guests that are looking to connect with you or, you know, just see more about what you do, what would be the best way for them to, you know, reach you?
Yeah, the social media always works. You know, they can follow me on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, probably the three best ways that they can connect with me. I'm always willing to chat, give advice or anything like that for anyone that wants to reach out. I'm more than happy to do that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for stopping by in studio today. I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you for sharing your insights. And to our listeners, thank you so much for listening. Bye for now.